In today's gospel, our Lord deals with the number of the elect. And when we turn to the doctors and fathers of the church, we have much to worry about as to what they say regarding this scripture. For first, they point out that the one who asks the question recognizes Jesus as Lord, that is, his God, for he asks a question that truly only God could know the answer to. Lord, will only a few people be saved? As the Lord continues to explain and answer the question, it seems that his answer is that not many will be saved. And the reason for this is that it is required that faith is present in the soul in order for the soul to be saved. And since true faith comes through Holy Mother Church and incorporation into her by the sacrament of baptism, we have much to worry about in our own present age. For the majority of souls presently living on this earth have not received the cleansing waters of baptism. And as the doctors and fathers explain, there is further concern for the members of the mystical body. For if the world is not converted to Christ, the primary responsibility lies not on the world, but on the mystical body of Christ, who has taken the truth and turned into themselves with it, not giving it to all nations and to all peoples. And so we must strive always and everywhere to give witness to our faith in order that souls may be drawn. For the Lord also teaches in the gospel that he does not desire the death of the sinner, but that the sinner may live. The sinner first begins to live with the saving waters of baptism and continues in living by receiving forgiveness of mortal sin through the sacrament of confession and perseveres in that life through the sacrament of the Eucharist. And for these, it is necessary that the priesthood, the sacrament that brings the Lord's presence to us during the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and the sacrament of matrimony, which provides for the mystical body of Christ, those vocations that will continue to perpetuate the eternal sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Mount Calvary. The Lord also has means to save us at the very most dire hour of our life on this earth, that is, that moment when we are about to pass from this life to be judged by God and then sent according to whether we have loved him or not in this world, either to heaven or to hell through the sacrament of extreme unction. And so we see very clearly the centrality of the sacramental life for those who would be saved. And so if the doctors and fathers give us much to fear, then we have only one hope, and that is the ever-blessed Virgin Mary. For all of the saints and doctors who speak on the matter tell us that devotion to the Mother of God is a sign of predestination, and so we must strive close to her who seeks always and everywhere to communicate to us that life of her Son. And in her mission, she goes to all peoples and to all lands, trying to bring the presence of Christ into their minds and into their hearts, and there sustaining them with her maternal love in this life, in order that they may come to enjoy her Son for all eternity in the life to come. And so let us put our hope in the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary in our life, in the lives of all souls. Let us entrust her entirely. Let us entrust to her entirely our own salvation and the salvation of the world, knowing that if we do our part as members of the mystical body, she will reward that effort with the conversion of many souls throughout the world. And so let us not fear the justice of God, but let us always have recourse to the mercy of God, that mercy that is especially manifested to us at the foot of the cross when he bequeathed to us in the person of St. John the Apostle, his mother as our mother, so that we can truly say in this life, she is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. If we stay close to her, we need not fear the judgment of Almighty God, for we will certainly, if we remain close to the Immaculate Virgin Mary, have worked our salvation out in fear, in trembling, yes, but always in love, because we in some way have acquired a little bit of that love of the Immaculate Virgin Mary for the Most Blessed Trinity. And so let us commend ourselves and the whole world to her who is entrusted with the entire order of mercy, so that all may come to know God in love for all eternity in heaven, because they have received Him in this life and have persevered in that faith and in that love of Jesus Christ, so they need not fear the judgment in the time to come. Saint Maximilian Mary Kolbe, whom we honor this day in a votive mass, said that we must believe as members of the mystical body that the blood of Christ is sufficient to purchase all souls that have lived, that are living, and that will live. And if we do not believe that all can be saved, then we diminish the power of Almighty God. And so let us recognize, like the one who answered the question, that our Lord is truly God, and only He could give answer to such a question. But let us always, as we take stern warning from our Lord in His answer, let us always turn to the Immaculate Virgin Mary, who will sustain us through the trials and tribulations, through the snares of the devil, and through all that the world throws at us in order to lead us astray. And every time we respond to God's grace and overcome our trials and our tribulations, it is not we who are glorified, but it is the grace of God, and hence it is God Himself. And when God is glorified, souls are converted. And so let us strive always to glorify our good Lord and Savior, so that the whole world may come to know Him in His mystical body, the Church, and they are sustained by the sacramental life of the Church, that life requested by the Mother of God at the foot of the cross. We may all join the angels for all eternity, praising our good God together for all eternity in heaven.